Good morning, Pastor Lori here with our morning reflection for Thursday of the fourth week of Lent, which happens to be March 26th. Our reflection by Joyce Rupp is titled, One Who is Respectful. Our scripture comes from Mark 10:21, where it is written, words of Jesus, where he says, You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor. Then come, follow me. When the rich man inquired what to do beyond keeping the basic commandments, his desire to grow spiritually touched Jesus, and he quickly became fond of him. Jesus recognized the prosperous man's potential for growth if he could cease being absorbed in his hoard of material possessions. Jesus proposed a tough choice. Let go of what holds you back. Leave it behind and follow me. This was too much for the inquirer, who was shocked and went away grieving, as we read in Mark 10:22. He was unable to accept what could have transformed his life. Notice that Jesus did not harangue or berate the man's decision by relentlessly trying to convince him that he was making a big mistake. Jesus simply held out the possibility for growth. When that choice was refused, Jesus did not nag or criticize. He understood that the man was not ready to give away what imprisoned his heart. How much I have to learn from the way Jesus responded. When I deem it necessary to challenge someone to grow and they ignore the suggestion, I want to try harder, find another way to persuade them to change. But this is my ego hard at work, not the Spirit moving through my being. It is not up to me to transform another person. I can suggest a possibility. Then I move on with respect and leave the changing in God's hands. That's the hard part, isn't it? Now our prayer. Respectful guide, how often you have patiently waited for me until I was ready to grow spiritually. Ready my heart to listen to your suggestions and to have the courage to accept and to follow them. I will forego my pushy efforts to change people. So our intent for today, Thursday, is this. I examine how I go about trying to get others to change.